This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, sir. This is going to be a fun conversation. I've not heard of this organization. They're doing some pretty important work.
Absolutely. It's a new one to me as well, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Cynthia Fresina. She is the executive director of Blaze Sports America. Cynthia, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Now, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some very valuable time. Based on our pre-show conversation, you have an awful lot going on, so appreciate you carving some time out in your busy schedule. So before we get into a conversation around everything going on with Blaze Sports America, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm the executive director. I am relatively new in my role. I just joined in February. Primarily, I joined Blaze Sports. I've been on the board because I have a daughter with a disability. She actually is 14 and has cerebral palsy. So when she was in school, she wanted to do sports just like other kids. And there just wasn't sports programs that she could really fully participate in. We tried some things, but she just didn't have the coordination and the balance. So we found out about Blaze Sports. And she started getting involved, and just the improvement in her self-confidence and her self-esteem were so dramatic that I felt like I had to get more involved in the program.
Oh, I'll say you did.
And with my background in terms of being a marketer and running another nonprofit foundation before Blaze Sports, I joined the board and then became the executive director. It just was a perfect match for my interests, for my family, and for what I really care about, which is helping kids and adults with physical disabilities achieve their potential through sports.
Well, that's fantastic. Tell us a little more about Blaze Sports America and your role in the organization.
Sure. Well, Blaze Sports America is a well-kept secret that we want to not keep a secret much longer.
Well, after today, it's going to get crazy. Phones will be ringing.
Wonderful. Blaze Sports actually started in conjunction with the 1996 Olympic and Paralympic Games in Atlanta. Wow. 20 years ago. So in 2016, it'll be our 20th year anniversary. But Blaze Sports America is a Paralympic sport club and part of the United States Olympic Committee, which not a lot of people know. We are a multi-sport organization, very similar to the YMCA, the Boys and Girls Club, Boy Scouts of America, groups like that that serve a lot of children. And the main difference is we do it for kids and for veterans, military veterans who have a physical disability. Not to be confused with the Special Olympics, which is cognitive or intellectual disability, but we serve strictly kids and veterans with physical disabilities. And we do that every way from recreational sports like bowling, rock climbing, to Paralympic sports like wheelchair basketball, swimming, track and field, archery. And it's really great to see when kids get involved with Blaze Sports when they're young and they don't necessarily think of themselves as athletes. But then as they get older, and our veterans as well, when they come back and they've had a really serious injury, a spinal cord injury or a limb loss, and they think maybe their life is not going to be the same, they really can integrate back into the community and feel successful through sports. And so that's what Blaze Sports America is all about.
Ah, fantastic. Boy, what important, meaningful, impactful work that you're doing. I appreciate what you guys are doing. You talked about your daughter and that you tried some things that didn't quite meet expectations, so you discovered Blaze Sports. I mean, is that a common problem? I have some friends who have a special needs child, and they had to move from one county to the next because the other county had better options for some things. Is that a common thing? I mean, do you see Blaze Sports as a complement or a supplement to school programs that may or may not serve these people very well?
That's a great question. Basically, what happens in Georgia, we wish that some schools do a great job of integrating kids with physical disabilities into sports, but it's a learning curve, and not all school districts, not all counties have the resources to be able to do that equally. So we partner with other organizations in the Atlanta metro area to both help develop those programs, but also offer other programs outside the schools so that kids can feel that teamwork and that sense of success that you get from playing on a team that other kids just sort of take for granted. Even, you know, recreational t-ball or soccer, you know, these kids don't get those opportunities. And so Blaze Sports really tries to fill that gap.
So you just got back from New Jersey, is that correct?
Yes, we took a group of athletes. These were our kids, you know, our children, athletes who were track and field.
Okay.
And they had to qualify to go to the National Junior Disability Championships in New Jersey. And I have to say, they did such a tremendous job. Some national records were sent, were set. All of the kids did personal bests. And some really have the potential now to go on to more elite, possibly international meets. I don't know that we'll see any in the Paralympics in Rio yet for 2016. But for maybe 2020, 2024, we really have some kids that have a shot at that in track and field. We already have some swimmers that are on that track right now. So we're really excited about that.
Well, I don't know if I could come to your event because I would be an emotional, sobbing wreck seeing these people achieve things that maybe they didn't think they could do. That sounds great. All right, Cynthia Fasina will be back after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Cynthia Fasina, the Executive Director of Blaze Sports America.
So you got an event coming up in a couple of days, is that correct?
Yes, we're really excited because the Atlanta Santa Speedo Run here in Atlanta, which is a very significant charity run, selected for 2015 Blaze Sports America to be their main beneficiary. And we have our kickoff event on August 30th at Manuel's Tavern, which will be a wonderful, fun time for people to both sign up to participate in the run, which is going to be held December 12th in Virginia Highlands. So start exercising now and put on your Speedo. We will be having hundreds of teams and individuals participating in that run, and all of the money raised goes to help the kids that participate in these adaptive and Paralympic sports in the metro Atlanta area. So again, August 30th at Manuel's Tavern, and then the big event is December 12th in the Virginia Highlands for the actual Santa Speedo Run.
I've got an odd image in my head.
I'm gonna have to think about my ability to participate in that. That sounds like a cool
wear any costume you want.
Okay.
or not.
Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm going to go that far. But. So I imagine some of the monies and the funds raised here will benefit some of these new, really cool new programs you've got going on. Tell us about some of those. I heard archery, golf, kids soccer. Tell us more.
Yes, for the first time, Blaze Sports America is going to be introducing a new group of sports to the Atlanta metro area for kids. We're going to have a new archery program just for girls called Girls with Bows, where girls can unleash their inner Katniss Everdeen on the archery range. We have a
I bet that would be popular because
of that. Yeah, we actually think it's going to really draw a lot of girls. We also have a new adaptive golf program that we're going to be launching for veterans. Mm. So we know that golf is very popular, and with some of our veterans who have perhaps lost a limb or had a spinal cord injury or a brain injury, we adapt and have golf professionals that help them relearn how to play golf again or learn golf for the very first time. We're also going to be introducing a new soccer program in conjunction with U.S. Paralympic Soccer, which is headquartered right here in Atlanta as well, for children. And so that's going to be kicking off in the fall as well. So we're really excited about our new programs.
Lots of good stuff coming up. So you have an awards event coming up soon, is that correct?
Yes, in November, we're going to be having our third annual awards, which for the first time this year are going to be called the Triumph of the Human Spirit Awards, which is actually what the tagline was for the 1996 Paralympic Games. So we're taking that tagline and using it to recognize the heroes, the contributors, the athletes, the coaches, the volunteers who work in the Atlanta metro and Georgia community in adaptive sports, both for children and adults. And that is a really exciting event coming up for us as well.
That sounds like it. You know, if you mentioned this earlier, I might have missed it, but I want to be sure we talk about it. How do you participate? How do you get your kids involved in this? And if you're a veteran, how do you engage in this?
It's really easy to sign up. All you have to do is go to our website, which is www.blazesports.org, or you can call us. Our number is on the website. You can just sign up very easily. Cost is never an issue. Most of our programs you can participate in for free.
Wow.
And our goal is to get as many kids involved as possible in sports.
So in addition to things like the Santa Speedo Run, helping raise funds, are there other ways you can support what Play Sports America is doing?
Oh, well, of course. That's a great question.
Walk us through that.
Yes. You can donate right online. You can also give your time. We're always looking for volunteers who both want to help specifically with our athletes, but also in our office, helping us put on events, helping us do fundraising or marketing, or we have so many different areas where you could lend your time. But of course, we're always very grateful for your money as well.
That would be a rewarding volunteer experience.
I agree.
Our volunteers really love it, and they come back time and time again.
So you mentioned earlier the Paralympics in Rio. So you guys are an international organization, is that correct?
Yes, actually, that's another important part of Blaze Sports that people probably aren't that familiar with. But we have an international division, and we have a 2-year project happening right now in Brazil that will culminate at the Rio Paralympic Games that we are doing in conjunction with some different U.S. government organizations. So we're really excited about that. Several members of the Blaze Sports staff will be in Rio, including me, next year. And we have athletes that will actually be in Rio as well competing. So we can't wait for that.
Awesome.
That sounds outstanding. Well, Cynthia, I hate to say it, we are about out of time. Before I let you go, once again, how can people get more information about all the great programs, about some of these events, and about donating time and money? Where can they go to do that?
The best place is our website again, which is www.blazesports.org, because it has all of our social media addresses. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can call us on the phone. My personal contact information is there, as is all of our staff. So that's the best place, one-stop shop to find out information and sign up.
Got it. Cynthia Fresina, the Executive Director of Blaze Sports America. Great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thanks so much.
And appreciate all the important work that you're doing. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guest, Cynthia Fresina, my co-host Brian Nonni, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.